Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going.
And still awake, which is very good.
Yeah, which is very good. Yeah.
And we're here with Lisa Tyson, who's the director of, and I say it wrong each time, the Long Island Progressive Coalition. But also within here is the Working Families Party. And Lisa has so many hats. And that was the question that came up during the break.
Well, my thought was I saw that you were a founding member of the Working Families Party. And I will admit to you that I really don't know. I think I know what that means, but probably like a lot of other people, it's a line that you see on the ballot. And if you're really upset with the other parties, you may go to that just because it's a good place to go. Why don't you explain a little bit about the thinking of the Working Families Party?
Sure. You know, we don't like a two-party system. There needs to be other voices. And you see that in the presidential campaign right now, how frustrated people are. And in New York State, we're very lucky. We have Fusion, where we're able to have someone out on a third party line and the major party line, so the person can actually win. As opposed, in some states, you can't run the same person.
And
in many states right now. We're trying to build a national movement
That's
to do
Fusion
this.
Is.
Exactly. So it's really exciting in the states that have Fusion. You know, we started the party because we wanted to move the Democratic Party to the left. You know, this was the time of like the Blue Dog Democrats in the House of Representatives who were selling out on health care, who now have become more progressive, a lot of them. But we felt like there needs to be a voice from community organizations and unions and progressive unions that say, listen, we believe in real health care reform. We believe in single payer. We believe in progressive taxes. We don't think that the Democratic Party should move to the middle. It's the opposite. And we've actually seen that happen, because for a while we found that the party was really just trying to be like a Republican light. And Republicans were trying to be a Republican light as well. And we, you know, it's like one, you know, who are you going to go and support? So what we do is we put people on our line who believe in our principles, you know, who believes in progressive taxes, who believes in health care for all, who believes in addressing global climate change, you know, all those really big issues that people really care about, and unions' right to organize, and workers' right to have good paying wages with health care that they could actually support their family on. You know, these are what we think are real, true democratic principles, but the party, Democratic Party, doesn't always do that. We, as a political party, we interview candidates and we actually ask them questions on issues. It's not about how much money you're going to raise. And I'm so sorry if I'm offending you, John, because of your role. I apologize. I'm trying not to offend
you. I have no
here.
Role, so I'm okay.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and you might say goodbye to me and say thank you after this. John's not going to talk to me again after today. But you know, it's really about figuring out how we can change the world for the better, how we put our resources. You know, we asked, you know, would you support a living wage? One of my biggest accomplishments I feel like I've worked on, you know, when you look back at your life, what are they going to say at your funeral? Like, you know, help to pass a living wage. I negotiate a living wage bill in Nassau County. You know, people came up and said, thank you. Like, I actually am getting a raise now and I could buy a winter coat. Something that we just don't think of low wage workers, that impact of these increases. Like right now, we just had a huge accomplishment in New York State. We got a $15
right.
wage increase. You know, there is a time period. It takes a while to get there. But on Long Island, you know, workers are going to get $15. It's a new minimum wage. It's amazing. It's like, but that's what Working Families Party does, is we use. So one of our organizations in Chicago that actually Obama used to work at, one of the leaders, he said, if you don't do politics, politics will do you. So if we want to move our issues as an organization, as individuals, we have to be involved in the political scene. We have to be involved in endorsing candidates and putting money and time into getting those candidates to win. We play many different roles. You know, sometimes, like, I just endorsed two people in a primary. Endorsing primaries are very effective to really make change, but you make a lot of enemies. That's one thing about this work. You make enemies. But I think Republicans that I work with in the state Senate and around the state and, you know, all different levels of government, I think what they do understand is that for us, when we make these decisions, it's about the issues And politics is politics, but when it comes back to our organization, we're ethical, we care, we're doing things for the right reason, we're not doing things for money, and we do get support on both sides. We're able to work with Republicans and Democrats on issues, even though we do engage in the political arena, which is very scary and not something I love, but it's important to do. So, you know, vote on the Working Families Party line. You're always going to give a message to Democrats, to Republicans, of what you actually support. If you're progressive, that's where you should be voting. It's
you
a great line.
We should have a good year this year.
We should have a very good year this year. I mean, what we're trying to do is flip the New York State Senate to Democrats. That's my goal. Once I do that, I could probably quit my job. Because once that happens, we believe all of the things that we've been fighting for years, like campaign finance reform, a real public, public financing of elections, which I've been working on this for 11 years. Every year we think we're going to get it, and we never get it. This is the time to make big, bold changes. And so there's a lot of things. Global climate change, we couldn't even get a vote on the floor last year. Just a few months ago, we have 32 votes in the Senate. We couldn't get a vote to do it because they just, John Flanagan would not allow the vote to come to the floor. But we would have won that vote. So politics does matter. Who's in office matters. Whatever issues you care about, senior issues are progressive issues. Making sure people have the resources they need to survive. And Madge Kaplan, who actually started Project Independence, she was part of Working Families Party.
Oh, was she?
I knew Madge fairly well.
Yeah. Madge was our leader. She helped, actually, she made sure, she was very intricate with the judges because we have to endorse judges and it's very hard to understand judges and because you can't ask them questions. But Madge, when she started Project Independence, she really looked at the needs of the people, but she thought the party work was part of that. And she always brought senior issues to our party. We always think about that because how you treat your youngest and how you treat your oldest people in society really reflects on who you are as a society. And right now we're not doing very good.
It's 100% true. I mean, Project Independent in and of itself in this town is tremendous.
It really is.
But you look at a nation, what seniors get throughout the nation, they're discarded. They really are. And on so many levels, it's
transportation, housing, healthcare, the things that you need most at this time in your life. We are not the society where your family takes you in.
No,
we 100%. Are brought up as independent, and once you can get out of the house, you get out of that house.
Well, you know, it's very transient also. People used to live in a kind of same area.
Yep.
Now people could be all over the place.
Exactly. Because of jobs.
Right.
Availability of a good job that actually pays enough to support your family.
Also a mentality, I think, that you're, like, I never wanted to move. That was me. So I figured if I'm good enough to do what I do and what I did, I'm going to do it here.
Right.
All right. I'm not going to let a corporation, because I've witnessed many people in my life hop around 15 times, no exaggeration, in one company all over the place and end up on, the bottom of the barrel anyhow.
Exactly.
It's a matter of what's important to you.
Yep.
And that's how I felt about it, and I'm pretty well stuck to it.
No, which is
I had
good.
A lot of opportunities to move in my life, and I just couldn't see paying that price.
Yeah. And Long Island's beautiful. I think a lot of people give it a bad name and they talk bad about it. But, I mean, I went sailing the other day, went to Fire Island. Another day went to Amagansett for a beautiful lunch in the woods. There are so many farms. We have the most amazing farms here, actually. Great farming community. I mean, there's so many great things
I
here.
Went to Planting Fields
Arboretum
yesterday.
Love that hiking there.
With four of my grandchildren. Oh. And we hiked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we hiked.
Love the hiking there. Yeah, no one even realizes they have amazing hiking there.
There's trails all over the place,
But I love that place.
I actually probably like to walk more than they do, so they got tired.
They're not used to
older.
It.
It was because of you last year. I took my grandson to the Intrepid.
Right.
Oh.
Which, through the museum.
Through the library.
Through the program, the libraries gave out the tickets for free.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's,
that's awesome.
Yeah, some of the stuff is
tremendous. We have the city so close to us. I mean, I love going to the city. We're so lucky.
I was in Central Park the day before that with a cousin of mine.
Right.
We went from 80th Street up, because I've been below 80th Street plenty of times, and we decided we were going to go up and see the other end of town. And that's the point is, there's so much in the New York area and Long Island area.
So much to do.
But the issue is,
and you don't have to spend a fortune.
The issue is, from a senior perspective, nothing creates more fear than them thinking, I deal with finances with seniors. Nothing gives them greater fear. They think they're going to lose their job.
Yep.
They're going to need their kids to help them out, or their kids won't be able to help them out. They're going to be put in a home. Or
yep.
They're going to, and at the age of 70, 75, 80, now into the 90s, that you can't sleep at night thinking right. You're alone.
Exactly.
And who can bail me out? And I don't mean out of jail.
Yeah.
Just bail me out so I can have breakfast the following morning. Where is society if we can't think that way?
That's exactly it. And what you know, how do we keep let people live in their homes?
100%.
And what resources they need, not 3 hours of care every 3 days, 3 days a week.
Yeah,
which
come
is,
in, clean, wash you, and then put you back like in a cage like a dog.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, and as opposed to hundreds of thousands of dollars in a nursing home for no reason.
I agree.
So, go to work.
Lisa,
you do it.
I appreciate you coming. You're going to have to come back. We just touched the tip of the iceberg here this morning.
You got it.
Lisa Tyson.
This is fun.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.